So this is Ava, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and I have a co-host today.
It's me.
Do you want to tell them who it is?
I think life is better with a little bit of mystery.
Yeah, no, real. All right, well, me and my mysterious co-host just played Not Strong Enough, which is the new Boy Genius song. And they did one of those like genius interviews where they have them sing a cappella, and it was just so good. And I kind of loved it because I feel like everyone who listens to Boy Genius is like some amount of mentally ill, but they like really called us out like in Elsa's like, it's a range
amount of mentally ill.
But yeah, and they were like specifically saying in the interview, they were like, this is our like mentally ill, you know, male manipulator song. And I love that. Yeah. So anyways, this theme is basically angst, but it's silly. I've been saying silly for like everything recently, and it's like a really good way to live your life, I think.
I think we need to move past silly goose into serious goose.
No.
Yeah.
I guess,
I
maybe.
We need the contrast. We need the two ends.
All right, well, for now I'm silly. Maybe I'll be serious later. But basically, also, did you see the profile photo? The profile photo for the playlist is just like my friend Sam and I being like consistent third and fourth wheels.
Oh my gosh. Oh. Oh,
no. Anyways.
I don't know who's that behind you. I don't know who
I've
that is.
I've never seen that person. Okay, so the reason why Angst But It's Silly is the radio show theme is because Taylor Swift announced that Speak Now, Taylor's version, is coming out. And I was like, okay, whatever. But then I listened to Speak Now and I realized that this is actually my album. It is so actually deranged. Like, she's delusional. Yeah. And I love it. And so I think we're going to experience that in this next song. Crazy. It's Better Than Revenge by Taylor Swift. Hope you guys enjoy.
Now go stand in the corner and think about what you did. Faster than you could say sabotage. I never saw it coming, wouldn't have suspected it. I underestimated just who I was dealing with. She had to know the pain was beating on me like a drum. She underestimated just who she was stealing from. She's not a saint and she's not what you think. She's an actress, well, but she's better known for the things that she does on the mattress. So over it. I think her ever-present frown is a little troubling. And she thinks I'm psycho cause I like to rhyme her name with things. But sophistication isn't what you wear or who you know, or pushing people down to get you where you wanna go. I didn't teach you that in prep school, so it's up to me. But no amount of vintage dresses gives you dignity. She's not a saint and she's not what you think. She's an actress, well, she's better known for the things that she does on the mattress, well, soon she's gonna find stealing other people's toys on the playground won't make you many friends. She should keep in mind, there is nothing I do better than revenge. But do you still feel like you know what you're doing? Cause I don't think you do.
All right, so that was Better Than Revenge by Taylor Swift. How did you feel, Elsa?
No levels of delusion. It's just no. Truth at a certain point.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, I was thinking about it, and, like, I just kind of love the toys on the playground line because, like, men are toys. Ooh. And I think she made a statement with that.
I think there is a statement to
me. Yeah. And it's like, a lot of people are like, oh, we love like a misogynist Taylor moment. But like, honestly, I think it's more like her fixating a lot on the other girl and not really the guy.
What could that mean?
Okay. Do you want to introduce our next song?
Guys, when Ava said angst, I immediately went back to middle school.
Yeah.
And I thought, what is needed more in this playlist than an emo man singing in the most nasally voice possible, yeah, I Miss You, by Blink-182. And here we go.
Here it is. That was, don't look at me like that. That was I Miss You by Blink-182. Okay, and I was thinking little thoughts.
Dangerous activity.
In my little chair. And like, as someone who stalks Spotify playlists, right? This is like a perfect example of why I look at the lyrics of a song instead of listening to the song, because I would get such an ick, actually. Like, if that was on any playlist that was like about like angsty sad, I would be like, what are you doing? But if I don't listen to the song and I just read the lyrics, I can stay delusional. And I think I love that.
Some people just love being a silly goose.
No. No, I'm gonna be serious. Remember, that's our whole thing.
Serious goose.
Speaking of really serious, really serious. Next up is Cinnamon Girl by Lana Del Rey. And this song, does it mean a lot to me personally? Yes. Is it insane? Yes. And I think that's what you guys should know about it. Yeah. I hope you guys enjoy.
Cinnamon in my tea from your kiss. You're touching me. All the pills that you take, violet, blue, green, red, to keep me at arm's length don't work. You try to push me out, but I just find my way back in. Violet, blue, green, red, to keep me out, I win. There's things I wanna say to you, but I'll just let you live. Like if you hold me without hurting me, you'll be the first to ever do. There's things I wanna talk about, but better not to give. But if you hold me without hurting me, you'll be the first to ever do.
So the rest of that is instrumental. So if you wanna, you know, enjoy that, go listen to the song. I feel like Lana Del Rey, like, I think Rent was due because it is a 5-minute song. So she just really needed that money.
I mean, speaking of 5-minute songs, there's a 10-minute song out by one Taylor Swift.
Oh my god. Oh my god, if we played that, no.
And that's the entire radio show done.
She makes like 4 points in the song. Like, it's actually crazy. Elsa's like, that song means a lot to me.
No, I got not
hired.
At all.
I got hired for a job while that video was playing behind me on my laptop. And that was really special for me. And I just kept on being like,
just inspiration.
Do I pause the video? Like, do I pause the video? And I was like, no, I have to keep the conversation going. And then I paused the video on the makeout scene. And I was like, that's so exciting. And then it was just in the background.
Yeah.
But yeah, so speaking of Taylor Swift, speaking of, Elsa has some news for us all.
Speaking of Taylor Swift, if you know about Taylor Swift, you might know about Diana Agron. Because if you're a Tufts, there's a reasonable percent certainty that you are some kind of queer. Recently, Diana Agron was interviewed, and we're talking within the day, and rumor on the streets is she did not deny explicitly being in a relationship with Taylor Swift, nor did she confirm it in any sense of the word.
Real.
With that saying, we're going to play some more Taylor Swift.
She's real for that. Okay, what are we playing?
I don't know. Okay,
so real. We're playing Haunted. We're playing Haunted by Taylor Swift, which is so real because it's one of the songs where, like, as a seven-year-old that had never experienced anything near love, I was living it up in the car to this. Like, hand on the the windshield wiper. Like, I was just, like, losing it. So, I hope you guys enjoy. This is Haunted.
Line. I have known
Okay, so that was Haunted by Taylor Swift, and it was beautiful. A lot of other things happened, honestly, during that song, so I don't have many comments, but the next song I have a lot of thoughts and feelings and opinions on.
Strong ones.
Like, strong ones. Like, Elsa visited me over winter break, and I was like, I need a word with you.
And I was like, I like the silly sounds of the silly song.
Yeah, it's silly. Okay, it's someone, or no, somebody, I can't even say it right, somebody that I used to know. So, let's talk about it. This man is a male manipulator. He is literally insane. And, like, you literally are rooting for him. And then in one single verse, like, one single verse, simply two sentences, I switch sides immediately.
Twists. Yeah.
Like, it's insane. I hope you guys enjoy it. This is somebody that I used to know. So that was somebody that I used to know. How do you say it? It's like goat yay? G-O-T-Y-E.
I also don't know.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I was trying to avoid it before, but I was like...
I did, yeah.
I you noticed. How dare you? Okay.
I'm just really upset.
Let's talk about the next one. What are we thinking? How are you feeling?
Guys. Guys, this song I got reminded of after hearing it on the radio for summer of, I want to say, 8th grade? 7th grade?
Okay.
Because my girlfriend put it on the playlist after we broke up.
No, actually, genuinely, and it was so funny because fun fact is, during round one, of the situation, Elsa's face, both, like, Elsa and their girlfriend, like, used the songs that I used on my breakup playlist and was, like, showing them all year on their breakup playlist. So then I was like, okay, this is a little different. And then I saw that it was Too Good at Goodbyes by Sam Smith, and it ended me. It was so silly.
It's rough out here.
Did I use the song for my first breakup? Yes, I did. Yeah, I did.
Well, I didn't know that.
I'm feeling vulnerable right now.
You're feeling vulnerable.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, well, hopefully you guys can listen to it and add it to your breakup playlist so you can, you know, relive 8th grade.
Vulnerability moment? Over.
Yes. Too Good at Goodbyes, Sam Smith. Hope you guys enjoy.
You must think that I'm stupid. You must think that I'm a fool. You must think that I'm new to this. But I have seen this song before. I'm never gonna let you close to me, even though you mean the most to me. Cause every time I open up it hurts. So I'm never gonna get too close to you, even when I mean the most to you. In case you go and leave me in the dirt. But every time you hurt me, the less that I cry. And every time you leave me, the quicker these tears dry. And every time you walk out, the less I love you. Baby, we don't stand a chance. It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbye.
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 I know you're thinking I'm heartless. I know you're thinking I'm cold. I'm just protecting my innocence. I'm just protecting my soul. I'm never gonna let you close to me, even though you mean the most to me. Cause every time I open up it hurts. So I'm never gonna get too close to you, even when I mean the most to you. In case you go and leave me in the dirt. But every time you hurt me, the less that I cry. And every time you leave me, the quicker these tears dry. And every time you walk out, the less I love you. Baby, we don't stand a chance. It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbye.
So that was Too Good at Goodbyes by Sam Smith. I remember I hyper fixated on the song Pray, I think. I think it's just Pray, it's not like praying. Pray from this album that they put out, and I would play it all the time because it was like giving religious trauma and also being gay, and I was like in Catholic school at the time, and so I'd play it all the time in the car. And then my dad surprised me with concert tickets to like go see the album in concert, which was very cute. Oh, but it felt like a little silly because I was like, I don't really like the rest of it, but like yay.
Just for the one song.
Yeah, but my dad actually isn't listening to this radio show. I usually give him shout outs, but I was like, I think he can skip the angst, but it's silly.
Okay, well, the next song is important, so you actually can't skip the next song because it's Paramore. And Paramore is my Paramore.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
I was shocked that you were not the person who
thought about it. I really didn't want to push too many songs because it's not my radio show.
True, I guess. Well, I guess shout out to Ari for suggesting this one. It's All I Wanted by Paramore. Very good. Hope you guys enjoy. So, we like get set up. That was All I Wanted by Paramore. Very good song. And now, take it away, Elsa.
My friends, babies were born to be breastfed. It's the best possible source of nutrition for newborn humans. Recent studies show you can lower your child's risk of respiratory illnesses and even hospitalizations for illnesses like pneumonia by breastfeeding exclusively
for 6 months. Among the many other benefits breastfeeding nurtures, the parent-baby bond is environmentally friendly, cost-effective, and can help prevent postpartum depression. For more information, talk to your health care provider. This has been a public service message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
That is, like, such a topical thing.
Guys, it's good for the environment.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us. I think it's really important.
It also just says newborns, but, like, I'm sure more so.
That's like those like two truths and a lie games where like I remember literally one time this one guy was like, I was breastfed till I was 3, and I was like, I'm begging that is a lie.
I got pneumonia once, and yeah, I got put on breast milk.
Yeah, real.
I heard it helps.
It definitely helps. I mean, you just read why, but anyways. So the next song, speaking of breastfeeding, okay. The next song is Maniac by Conan Gray, which is kind of more recent. But I just think it really fits the like angst, but it's silly vibe because Conan Gray has never been in a relationship.
Just so silly.
And like is so open about that. And I just love it. So I hope you guys enjoy. This is Maniac.
Partying when the alcohol kicked in. Said you wanted me dead, so you show up at my home all alone with a shovel and a rose. Do you think I'm a joke? Cause people like you always want back what they can't have, but I'm past that and you know that, so you should turn back to your right back. Tell them I'm trash. Tell all of your friends that I'm crazy and drive you mad, that I'm such a stalker, a watcher, a psychopath. Your car, call me crying in the dark. Now you're breaking my heart, so I show up at your place right away. Wipe the tears off of your face while you beg me to stay. Well, people like you always want back what they can't have, but I'm past that and you know that, so you should turn back to your right back. Tell them I'm trash. Tell all of your friends that I'm crazy and drive you mad, that I'm such a stalker, a watcher, a psychopath. And tell them you hate me and dated me just for laughs. So why do you call me and tell me you want me back, you maniac? A psychopath. And tell them you hate me and dated me just for laughs. So why do you call me and tell me you want me back, you maniac?
Great, so that was Maniac by Conan Gray. Really good song. I really think that he's like over it in that, you know?
I got that impression.
Yeah, he seems like really over it. Anyways, next up is gonna be Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo.
Guys, my sister has not gotten her driver's license.
Really?
Putting that one out there.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I really hope that this song inspires her to get a driver's license. so that when she like has a heartbreak like this, she can drive around with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Driver's license, Olivia Rodrigo. Here we go.
Driver's license last week, just like we always talked about, 'cause you were so excited for me to finally drive up to your house. But today I drove through the suburbs crying 'cause you weren't around. And you're probably with that blonde girl who always made me doubt. She's so much older than me, she's everything I'm insecure about. Yet today I drove through the suburbs, 'cause how could I ever love someone else? And I know we weren't perfect, but I've never felt this way for no one. And I just can't imagine forever. Now I drive alone past your street, and all my friends are tired of hearing how much I miss you. But I kind of feel sorry for them, 'cause they'll never know you the way that I do. Yet today I drove through the suburbs and pictured I was driving. Your street.
Song is like honestly not bad. I was just thinking, oh, that song by the way was Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo. I was thinking during that song, like the way that is it Josh received like literal death threats.
Oh,
like let's talk about that. Like he received death threats because of this song, and then also like he ended up being hospitalized because of some like actual like health issue, and everyone was like good. It was insane. Like it was actually insane. So, like, if I had to musically pick a side, I would pick Olivia, because, like, then his album that came out was, like, not good.
Oh.
Honestly, Sabrina Carpenter, who is, like, the blonde girl from the song, I'm very, like, I know all of this because of Madison. It's my older sister. Her album is so good, and so I think she won. But anyways, next up is going to be Watch by Billie Eilish.
Oh, my God.
I felt like we should go there.
Are you sure, Ava?
I felt like we should go there. I don't know. It's just, it's, like, angst, but it's silly. Like, I don't know.
Okay.
I'm excited. All right. Well, I hope everyone enjoys.
Going into serious goose mode.
What? Oh my God. No. It's silly. Enjoy.
Lips, me, teeth, and tongue. My heart skips eight beats at once. If we were meant to be, we would have been by now. See what you wanna see, but all I see is him right now. I'll sit and watch your car burn with the fire that you started in me, but you never came back to ask it out. Go ahead and watch my heart burn with the fire that you started in me, but I'll never let you back to put it out.
So that was Watch by Billie Eilish.
I love that song so much because the background instrumental is just someone like lighting a lighter the whole time.
No, it's so like, cool. Blown out.
So satisfying.
I think we did enter serious zone. I think you're right.
I'm always right.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I just like look back at that whole time period when I was listening to that and I was like, that's silly. But the song itself is so good. Yeah. Anyways, so we're gonna finish it off with another kind of like cute, serious one that I was reminded of when I was like doing a Paramore deep dive. So this is The Only Exception, which actually they wouldn't play live for like a couple of years. And then the first time that they played it live was the Eras Tour opening night, which I think is interesting because it ties us to Taylor Swift, which ties us to Speak Now, which is coming out on July 7th. And I will be losing my mind, but we should start the song so we don't run out of time. Okay. We'll just sign off now. So this is Ava and
Elsa,
and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is The Only Exception by Paramore.
Remember the breastfeeding.
True.
It's important.
Hope you guys enjoy. Bye.
He tried. simple. And my mama swore that she would never let herself forget. And that was the day that I promised I'd never sing of love if it does not exist. But darling, you are the only exception. 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 Well, maybe I know somewhere deep in my soul that love never lasts.
Exception.